12 minutes to 10 it is on Racing HQ. Well, looking out, it's going to be 38 degrees in Sydney. A sweltering, cool change later today. I wonder what it's like in Japan. Let's welcome in Tommy Berry. There is a slight delay on the line. Tommy, good morning to you.
How are you, Andrew?
I'm very well, mate. How cool or what weather are you getting in Japan at the moment?
Well, this morning's probably the worst weather we've had thus far since I've been here. It's about 6 degrees this morning and hasn't stopped raining. But before then, it hasn't been too bad. It's been sort of around 12 degrees in the morning and 22 during the day. But this last week started to get cold. It'll only get colder from now on.
Yeah, for sure. Well, mate, two weekends and you've ridden winners, multiple winners on the weekends, both of them. It started really well for you, Tommy.
Yeah, no, I've had six winners in the four meetings that I've ridden at, so very pleased with the way I've started and getting plenty of support from the top trainers, like Hori Sensei and Kato Sensei as well, and Ike, who's Hugh Bowman's trainer down the other end. So getting a lot of support and a lot of nice rides and still got another 2 weekends here left, so really looking forward to that.
Hey, you wouldn't have known yourself last weekend. I reckon I looked at every race and you were riding in it.
Yeah, no, the last 2 weekends on the Sunday I was in 11 races, and the Saturday sort of had seven rides on the Saturdays, and Monday I think I had six. So it's been pretty busy, but I've said to Adam that eight or nine's a pretty good number. So we're trying to stick to that from now on.
Adam being the gentleman who arranges the rides for you. Mate, what weight are you riding? Because I spoke to Hugh before he left, and his sort of concern was what weighted horses he could get on. How are you going there?
Yeah, quite good. I'm riding 54, but to ride 54, you've got to be 53 here. So you've got to be quite light, where in Australia, to ride 54, you can be pretty much 54. So you've got to be much lighter here to ride the weights. So to ride 54, I get the bulk of the rides is in. A lot of the horses, fillies, 2 and 3 year old fillies, they'll get 54, and then the colts will get 55. So it's sort of over the 55 mark. There's not much of a range of horses, and that's why Hugh's sort of got to be able to ride 55 to get a nice book of rides on the card. Otherwise, he'll probably struggle a little bit.
Understand. Mate, trip to Paris has arrived. I think he comes out of quarantine. It might have been yesterday or today, but the reports seem to be pretty good heading towards Sunday week's Japan Cup.
Yeah, no, they're very pleased.
Actually, it's this Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But I spoke to Ed last night and spoke to Robin during the week, and they're very pleased with how he's going, and he'll have his final gallop this morning, and he's ticking along nicely. He said he left Melbourne in great order and got here the same. But as I've said it in recent times, Ed's really good at travelling his horses. He's got a great foreman there in Robin, Trevor Jones. He does an amazing job with the horses as well, and they've travelled plenty of horses over here and had multiple runners in Japan Cup, so they know what it takes to win a Japan Cup, and it's probably not as strong a Japan Cup I've just seen in recent years. A couple of the three-year-olds will probably start favourite or close enough to it anyway, and they don't really have a great record in the race. And Goldship's probably another one that will be very hard to beat. But, you know, he's a horse that can run a really good race or a really bad race on his day as well, so you don't know what you're going to get with him.
And, mate, just finally, because you're still at Trackwork, so I'll let you keep moving, but how are you coping with the lockout from Friday into the weekend there?
Yeah, well, I my Twitter's pretty full up from you on Monday morning, Andrew. But no, it's not too bad. It's actually quite good to get away from the phone for a little bit. But it is very different. It's the most challenging part and hardest part is not being able to talk to Shani or hear Caden or see him on FaceTime. So that's probably the toughest part for me. But the racing is great here, and I'm enjoying that. So make it a bit easier when you're riding winners as well.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, mate, good to talk to you. I know you'd be missing home a little bit with wife and kid back here.
Yeah, definitely. That's a tough spot, but they'll fly to Hong Kong in a couple of weeks and be over there with me for the week, for the international week, and then back home for Christmas. So, as I said, it's something I felt I had to do, and I'm really enjoying it here so far. And Shani and Caden, they've spent a bit of time in Canberra with her family as well, so she's getting plenty of hospitality there from friends and family back home.
Yeah, fantastic. Mate, we'll be watching on Sunday. Good luck with the trip to Paris in the Japan Cup. We'll chat before you get to Hong Kong, mate.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Tommy. Tommy Berry there from Trackwork in Japan. Let's go to Perth now, and joining us is Jerry Noski, who is the daughter of Jeff and the younger sister of Jared Noski, who we know is a top rider there. Last weekend, Jerry became the first female rider to win the Sky Racing WA Guineas. Well done to you, Jerry.
Thanks, Andrew.
What a thrill.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic to get, you know, such a big win just coming out of my apprenticeship. Yeah, it was great.
When did you come out?
I came out in about September this
year.
Yeah,
okay, so it wasn't long. I'll get back to Kalgoorlie because the story in the last few months has been a really strong one for you. But in a period that we've had female firsts, for you to win this on Saturday, it would have given you an extra kick as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like sort of beating all the boys. Yeah, there was only me and Lucy in the race. So, yeah, that sort of gives you an extra kick and boost.
Yeah, for sure. The Kalgoorlie Cup going back, I think it was it Red Blast a couple of years ago? I look back in some stats. The Boulder Cup, was that the first big win for you?
Yeah, it was. That was last year, so 2014.
Yep.
He come second in the Coolgardie and then won the Boulder. And that was sort of my first listed winner last year.
And then you became the first female rider to win the Kalgoorlie Cup on Woodsville this year, back in September.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, no, that was great, especially for my dad and some close owners. Yeah, sort of get that cup, and it's quite a big country cup over here.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's a well-respected sort of race. So
yeah.
That was great.
Were you ever going to do anything else bar riding?
Yeah, I was going to do a lot of things. I was going to be a vet, but that sort of fell through when I started school, and I realised how tough that was.
Yeah.
And I was going to be a chef, and it was going to be like, yeah, Scientologist and all this sort of stuff, but sort of just everything fell back to racing. And once I started, I couldn't really stop.
I know you're great friends with Lucy, for the obvious that you talk to see each other in the jockeys room, but it must be good these days to have a good number of female jockeys that you can all, you know, you become friends and you chat about your rides and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's good when there's a few of you in there, so, you know, you don't get lonely, and you can, if you want to have a, you know, a little bit of a downtime, you've got someone to talk to. And but also all the boys over here are fantastic. They help you out 110%. So you can talk to any of them any time of the day as well.
Yeah,
fantastic. So just having all of them is great.
Well, I think the story with Man Booker was a great one, given that it was your biggest win, obviously, but to have 20 ladies in the ownership, what about that?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. The whole time when he had his first few starts, they were just ecstatic. I could hear them from, like, going down the straight the whole time back at Belmont. It was just crazy.
No, well, look, it's a great story. We wish you the best. We thank you for sparing us a few minutes. I know it's still track work time in the West, but well done last weekend, and I hope there's many big winners around the corner again for you.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Jerry. Jerry Noski joining us there, who rode Man Booker to win the Sky Racing WA Guineas, the first female to win that race last Saturday. Damien Hay joins us from Racing New South Wales Handicapping Department. Morning to you, Damien.
Morning, Andrew. Great to be with you.
Made a lot of announcements, really great reaction announcements from all participants with prize money. But it also opens up, I know you've been getting some calls relevant to what happens with these showcase races. Can city horses come out to them? Take us through where it all sits.
Okay, well, the country showcase race meetings haven't been finalised as yet, Andrew, but I'm led to believe there's around 40 meetings each year which will, you know, around the country sectors. So they'll be upgraded to prize money levels of $30,000 per race. So another terrific outcome for the country-based trainers along with their important owners. Just one other, since the announcement, is I'd just like to clarify the new policy change that was introduced into New South Wales on October 1. It's about some trainers have voiced concerns that the metropolitan performed horses will benefit the most, as more of them are likely to target the country meetings, such as country cups. Look, the handicapping panel has the discretion now to increase the weight of a metropolitan-trained performed horse against their benchmark level when contesting country races. So effectively, horses with solid city form will be asked to carry more weight in open and benchmark races in the country, which they're entitled to, than they would in similar grade races in the metropolitan area. And we've had several horses so far since the policy change, Andrew, that we've increased their number, hence to carry more weight in those country races. Vice versa, now also part of the policy change is that we are now giving up to 6 kilos discretion to country performed horses when they compete in metropolitan grade. So that equates to around 0 to 12 points off their country benchmark number. And since we've been lowering their number, there's been it's proven successful with more winners than under the old policy. So in summary, metropolitan trained performed horses are eligible to run in the regional areas, such as country cups. However, they will be asked to carry higher weight. So the country performed runners will be receiving more weight off their city rivals.
Understand. Damien, now one thing I guess over time we're going to learn about, and I know it's a trial at the moment, but the high weight of horses, getting 61, sort of 60, I think there's been an odd 62, but predominantly 60, 61. How do you see that in the short time that we've had it so far?
Well, there's obviously positives and there's negatives, Andrew. But the positive, there's been quite a number of horses winning with 61 and above, and connections haven't taken a claim. So we have got statistics to support that.
Yep.
Look, we've been voicing concerns about it as well. It is a 6-month trial. It's still relatively in its infancy. So, but as I say, there's positives and negatives, and you know, we'll be having another meeting in the next few weeks just to see how things are panning out with it. So, but we are getting some positive feedback about it.
And Tab Highway Races, well, we had Robert Price on earlier in the week, and just the feedback from the country trainers just seems to be positive, that everyone wants to be a part of them.
They're great. They've been supported very well. The turnover is positive with them as well. And, you know, they've been a great introduction. And, you know, they can only go forward. I think they're here to stay. They're fantastic. And it gives, along with these showcase races that will be introduced from July next year, it just gives those country trainers and their owners a little bit more bite of the cherry. It's fantastic news.
Yeah, no, it certainly is. Thanks for that clarification on that major announcement. Real positive with prize money to kick in from July, so we can talk a fair bit about it as we build into that in the new year. Thanks a lot, Damien.
Thank you, Andrew.
Damien Hay from Racing New South Wales Handicapping Department.